Welcome to the Stoic Meditations podcast, where each time we consider a bit of wisdom from the ancient philosophers of Greece and Rome. I am Massimo Piliucci, a professor of philosophy at the City College of New York, and I will guide you through this reading. Let's reflect on Cicero, on the nature of the gods, 2.5. The existence of the gods no one denies. Cleanthes, one of our sect, imputes the way in which the idea of the gods is implanted in the minds of men to four causes. The first is that which I just now mentioned, the foreknowledge of future things. The second is the great advantages which we enjoy from the temperature of the air, the fertility of the earth, and the abundance of various benefits of other kinds. The third cause is deduced from the terror with which the mind is affected by thunder, tempests, storms, snow, hail, devastation, pestilence, earthquakes, often attended with hideous noises, showers of stones, and rain like drops of blood. The fourth cause, and that the strongest, is drawn from the regularity of the motion and revolution of the heavens, the distinctness, variety, beauty, and order of the sun, moon, and all the stars, the appearance only of which is sufficient to convince us they are not the effect of chance. Cleanthes, the second head of the Stoa, did not have the reputation of being a particularly bright fellow, and the above list of four reasons why he believed in the gods attests to the veracity of that harsh judgment. The first reason he adduces concerns the truth of divination, a practice that was controversial even in his time, and that we have long since abandoned. The second reason is actually a variation of the fourth one, and basically assumes that the cosmos were created for our own benefit, an eminently parochial view by modern standards. The third reason is the converse of the second one, and tries to make sense, in an obviously anthropomorphic fashion, of why there are so many bad things in the world. The fourth and last reason is yet another variation on the argument from design, which we have already seen has been demolished by early modern authors like David Hume and Charles Darwin. Taking these arguments together, the case for the existence of the gods advanced by the ancient Stoics was somewhat credible 2 millennia ago, but it turns out that their rivals, the Epicureans, in this instance, were closer to the mark. Thank you for joining me for another Stoic meditation. I will be back with a new episode very soon, if fortune allows, of course. If you like this podcast, please consider supporting it by opening your browser and going to anchor.fm/stoicmeditations. Also, please take a minute to give the podcast a good review on whatever platform you use to listen to it.